Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Coming up to 10 past eight now this morning, and we have a couple of students from Hills Road in the studio with us. Students from Hills Road Sixth Form taking part in Student Action Week. So over the next week, you'll see them in Cambridge taking part in busking, running, bake sales, and many other ways to support their chosen charities. The programme is put together by Damien Reeve of Unlock. Let me just say good morning to Damien, to Phoebe, and to Ben. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in to see and chat with us this morning. Damien, I'll start with you. Tell us a little bit about Unlock and what it's all about and what the aims are.
Yeah, sure. Well, Unlock's a social enterprise. We're based in Portsmouth, but we are also expanding. We go to colleges and schools around the UK, and the aim is to develop young people potential. So we're working with the young people of Hills Road during Social Action Week to, you know, raise money for charity, raise awareness about what they can do to help their society.
And so those are great things to help society with. What are the students getting? What's the benefit to the students?
Well, the students are starting to actually put into practice the skills that they're learning, you know, and helping back. They're giving back to their community, whether it's in an ultra local environment like Cambridge itself or Hills Road in their college. But then also a few of them are going into the wider areas, you know, looking at more global side of things as well. So they've got that diversity to then start to look at what is the potential that they can do, what is their voice in the future, that they're not just, you know, an insignificant person in comparison to the adults out there.
So Ben, Phoebe, what sort of projects are you involved in?
So we're trying to raise money for the Sumatra and Orangutan Society, which is a small charity which focuses on kind of the rehabilitation of orangutans which have lost their homes due to deforestation for palm oil extraction. So we think it's a really good cause. They also focus on a very holistic approach. So they focus on the community and the people in Sumatra who rely on the rainforest for, you know, their livelihoods, for their family income. So we're going to be selling bracelets around Cambridge, which have been handmade. So any kind of donation above £3, I think, is the threshold. We're going to be offering them a handmade bracelet so that every time they reach for a product in the supermarket, for example, they'll see the bracelet and they'll be able to check if it has palm oil in it, and it just acts as a kind of reminder to kind of raise awareness of palm oil.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Have you found that the places that you've gone to say, this is what we're doing, we want to sell these bracelets, have the shops that you've gone to, they've been quite open to what you're doing?
Well, we haven't actually started it yet, so tomorrow we're going to be doing it all day, so you'll see us around, you'll see us around
so
Cambridge.
Where are we going to see you?
Mostly kind of around the Grand Arcade area, some down King's Parade as well, so kind of central Cambridge, probably around lunchtime.
Fab. There's quite a few in the college, in your class, there's a few others of you doing. Give us a few ideas of what the others are doing.
So we've got people doing sponsored cycles. That's something I'm doing. We've got people doing bake sales, the classic kind of way to raise money. We've got car washing, gardening, people running certain distances to represent a certain number. For example, I think there's a group doing 110 kilometres, which is 10 kilometres for everybody.
Oh, wow, that's a really, really long distance.
Yeah. And then there's lots of kind of innovative ideas to raise money. So I think there's throwing water balloons.
Water balloons.
A picture of President Trump on Parker's Peak.
Very, very current.
It is. Political.
Are they all raising money for the same charities or different charities?
So each group, as part of the kind of introduction, chose their own charity so that the money they raise could directly benefit something that they cared more deeply about. So I'm raising money for KISS, which is Kiddie Support Scheme, which helps support children with access to education in two communities in Uganda.
Right. Fantastic stuff. Do you do a lot of charity sort of thing? Or is this sort of the first time that you've done something like this?
Me personally, I'm involved a lot in scout volunteering.
Right.
And I'm going on the World Scout Jamboree, so I've already had to raise £3,000 this year.
You know what you're doing.
The fundraising for me isn't an issue, but there's lots of people in the year who maybe this is their first time fundraising or this is their first time working for charity. And I think it's just really good that we can get out there and make a difference.
So how much are you looking to raise altogether?
So as a whole cohort, I think we have a goal of 30,000. So
that is like is super ambitious.
Yeah.
I applaud you.
Thank you. Last year, I think we managed to raise 19,000, was it, with a goal of 10,000. So last year's year 12 completely wow. surpassed the expectations.
Mm.
So that's really what we're aiming to do.
And how long are they fundraising for?
Well, their introduction was on Monday morning,
right.
So their project started then. They were all split up into groups of maybe 10 to 12 students, and then they've got them until Friday. So Friday morning will be like the count, and I'm sure, you know, their links will still be open beyond Friday for it to continue, but they'll be starting to do the count, and then, of course, they'll be doing a presentation as well because, you know, we want them to really explain and show how they did that so that, like Ben said, those that have never done this kind of thing before can really start to learn how it is possible and how you can make social change.
Yeah. And is that what you're finding? Like being part of this, you're sort of using some skills that maybe you didn't know that you had, and like presentation skills, that kind of maybe convincing negotiation skills with people to sell the bracelets. I mean, what are you getting from being part of this?
Yeah, it's. I think because it is in such a short kind of time frame, we really have to focus on organisation. And, you know, from Monday to Friday, we've had to kind of plan and execute and, you know, do all the fundraising and social media, which has been a big part of it as well. So really just kind of organisational skills, learning how to lead a team, learning how to kind of interact with the public as well.
Mm.
It's been really, really valuable.
And are you doing studies in the same time or is it half term now? How are you juggling everything? That's my question. I need to know. I need to take notes.
We've done exams, had half term,
oh,
and
wow.
then we're off timetable this week.
Right.
So no lessons, but lessons start again next week.
Fantastic stuff. And if I'm not mistaken, so that's going on this week, and we would very much like it if you would come back next week to tell us how you've got on, how much you've raised, and just everything that happened. I want to know all the sort of like the crazy things that happened that you weren't expecting.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah? Sure.
No problem.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank
and
you.
Very much wishing you lots of luck. And tell us, are there some social media thingies that maybe we can get the listeners
yeah.
to check in?
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're fundraising using the hashtag Hill Social Action Week, where you can follow everybody. But my group, we have an Instagram @kisscams, so you can follow us on there.
Yeah, and we're using the same hashtag, and then our Instagram is @saving.orangutans.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll note those down and we'll tweet those out as well. Good luck.
Lovely, thank you so much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.